Welcome into the studio. Time now to speak to the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, the great Merrill Reese, ready for the first of three home games on Sunday. And Merrill, it is a great attraction. Rex Ryan, the Buffalo Bills, they've got star power. We've got drama. Oh, what a week it is. Welcome to the playoff race.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's fun. You know, it's a year ago, I did a commentary on WIP, and I said, I really believe that the best teams should go to the playoffs. And I felt this way. It was an injustice that the 10-win Eagles sat home. Mm-hmm. I've changed my mind.
I wonder why.
I now like the divisional races. And, you know, I figured out that there are 22 of the 32 teams that have high hopes.
Yeah, and the Eagles are one of them, and Buffalo is also one of them. Really good team that Rex Ryan has put together. When you look at Buffalo, Merrill, what stands out? What jumps out at you?
Well, the tenacious defense, that stands out. Rex is his father's son. There's no doubt about that, that he wants to punish a quarterback. And also standing out, and I'm surprised we didn't even lead with it, is number 25 in your program, no longer number one in your heart, and that is LeSean Shady McCoy, who will be occupying the spotlight on Sunday, I think to an even greater degree than he has occupied it all week.
That's the reason I don't want to lead with it. I want to talk about the football game, not about the sideshow.
Well,
the sideshow is ridiculous.
Okay, but there is a football game involving Shady McCoy.
Yeah, he's a running back. He's a great running back. That's the story. Now, the story is not... Look, we've been through this how many times, Merrill, with Terrell Owens, with DeSean Jackson, Donovan McNabb, and Andy Reid, and Brian Dawkins. And when the game starts, it's just about the football game.
It is about the football game, but it will be greater emotion. It's emotion when a DeSean Jackson comes back.
For whom?
Just an emotional situation. And Chip always says, Chip's words are, play with emotion. Don't let emotion play with you. So I feel number one key to the game is find a way to tackle Shady McCoy because he's their biggest weapon. They can talk about Tyrod Taylor. They can talk about Sammy Watkins. That's the greatest player on the field, and what they have to do is not worry about making highlight films. No highlight hits. Sound, fundamental tackling. Stop him, and stop him for short games.
And it's the discipline on defense
yes.
that really needs to
discipline,
be there.
Yes.
When you are on the opposite side of the field and LeSean McCoy is running over there, don't give up your space. Don't give in to the temptation of running to the football. Stay disciplined. Stay at home.
No, that's the
don't
key.
Let LeSean McCoy cut back. On the other side of the ball, Merrill, the Eagles offense has been very inconsistent this season. Talking to a bunch of players this week about it. Final quarter of the season here. Do you see the Eagles getting better to where we thought they would be offensively?
Where did you think they would be?
I thought they would be dynamic offensively. I thought they would be able to score points in a variety of fashions, running the football, throwing the football, better in the red zone. I thought they'd be able to stretch defenses, which they haven't done
okay,
at all.
Okay, I will settle for consistently effective.
Okay.
And I think sometimes statistics do not tell the whole story. I thought that Sam Bradford played an exceptionally good game against the Patriots, even though the line shows that he only gained 120 yards through the air. But he made money passes. He hung in there. He made great decisions. I think that over the past three games, Sam Bradford has been ascending, and he is looking more and more like the quarterback that this team needs.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm very encouraged.
Yeah, it really is encouraging. I mean, Merrill, and the quarterback picture is looming out there. That story is the big one, right?
Sure.
I mean, where's the franchise quarterback? Is it possible that it's Sam Bradford?
Yes.
Is that franchise guy?
Absolutely, it's possible. You have to see what this next month brings. But if he continues to play as he is playing, he can be that guy. The guys told me, a lot of players told me that before the game began, back in the locker room, he was the guy in charge of breaking down this game. And he gave them some fire and brimstone that he was every inch the animated leader, dynamic. And then they went on the field. So we tend to look at a quarterback's body language on the field and think we know him. You don't hear anything from where we are. Every now and then you'll hear him yell the signals to the parabolics, but you don't really hear the players and their quarterbacks rallying together. But they said he was a tremendous leader before that game.
Merrill, the last time we kind of faced this situation, the Eagles had beaten Dallas in overtime, come home for two home games, then a game in Detroit. You figure, well, all right, the Eagles with Miami and Tampa Bay and Detroit in good situation here in the NFC.
So.
Now the Eagles have three home games.
Mm-hmm.
Lay it out for me. What's going to happen?
Well, I'll lay out one game.
Lay out Buffalo.
I'll lay out Buffalo.
Okay.
And I hope they lay out Buffalo.
Okay.
Because I think they can beat the Bills. And I think that if they couple the Bills' win with that tremendous achievement in Foxborough, now you're getting someplace. But if they fall flat against the Bills and lose, well, then all the wonderful things that we thought after the New England game, all the excitement of that game goes away. It dissipates because it means nothing. What you have to do is seize the opportunity and build from that performance. But let me tell you something. If they do beat Buffalo and then they have a Saturday night here against Arizona, it's going to be something. I think this team has a great shot. I think this team of the three tied at the top of the NFC East has the best chance to go to the playoffs, to win the division.
Merrill, final one. You talk about the emotion of the game, the former players that we've all loved through the years and coaches who've come back to Philadelphia. What is it like for you as the liaison to the fans on game day? What's it like for you now to call number 25, LeSean McCoy, running for the Buffalo Bills in the past with little, you know, Deshaun and with Donovan McNabb and Brian Dawkins, etc.? How do you handle the whole thing?
Well, I handle it very easily. When they introduce them, Mike and I will stand in the booth and applaud. And when I see Shady McCoy on the field, I know he will come over and give me a hug because we've had a great relationship over the years. And I wish him the best. But once the game begins, I hope they throw him 9 times for a loss. I hope that at the end of the day, he carried the ball 25 times for 46 yards or something like that. That's when I, but as I call a game, Dave, I really have emotion that goes along with the play and the situation, but I'm not thinking anything about Shady McCoy, the person. I'm hoping that the Eagles win, but I'm calling the play as I see it and hopefully, accompany my description with the proper amount of emotion that each play deserves.
Well done, Merrill Reese. Once again, greatness here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.